Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation in Athens, Alabama, as we have a very special guest with us today. We actually have a couple of guests that we're going to introduce here shortly. Today, we're going to talk about One Gen Away as we talk about their efforts in the community to support those in need. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Lindsay Lee, who's the operations manager for the state of Alabama.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So glad to have you, Lindsay. And you have to have a passion, as I was talking about, for this type of work, to go into the communities and support those who are struggling and having a difficult time and be able to connect with those people in a special way.
I do, yeah. I love it.
What is the reason behind working with this special organization?
Actually, they kind of just took me in. I was a nurse for 12 years and had a change of heart, so I found One Gen Away, and they took me in, and they have such a good passion, and they have a great mission and value, and they just do a lot of great things for people, so I'm glad to be a part of it.
Well, let's talk about your nursing career, and that's service-oriented, so you're a service-type person. You said you had a change of heart, but what was it like for you in the nursing industry?
It was stressful. It was stressful. I loved it. Took care of thousands and thousands of people, but I just got to a point where after COVID hit, I wanted a change, and so I wanted to start over and I looked into nonprofits, and this is where I led.
When you sat down with Scott Lucas, what did you see in One Gen Away that said, this is something that calls me to do this type of work?
When I met Scott, it was his passion for people. I knew he would be a great boss to work for because of his passion and his love he has for people.
And how many communities have you gone to? I know you've said you worked over a year now for One Gen Away. How many communities have you gone into and served so far?
In Alabama, I think we have probably about 10 different communities that we're going into right now. But I cover the whole entire state, so I'm looking to expand outside of North Alabama.
Now, let me ask you this. What's a day like for you, Lindsay, when you're working with One Gen Away?
A day, I am usually in the warehouse at Indicator. We have about a 4,000 square foot warehouse. I usually am there. We get donations from different organizations, and when I get those donations in, we have probably, I would say, over 100 slots of pallets where we can put pallets, and what I do is I get those pallets in, and I just donate them back out to the community, people who are in need of food and drinks.
Can you name off some of the organizations in this area who support our North Alabama people?
Like different organizations?
Sure.
We work with the American Red Cross, United Way, Hands Across Decatur. We work with the American Red Cross in Huntsville. Organizations like that we do. And we have some in Lawrence County, the Foundry. But we work with a bunch of different organizations here in North Alabama.
Very good. I just did a show that was tied to Hands Across Decatur as Stephen Cade with Giving Guitar Foundation came to town last week. He sang to those who were homeless that were there at the Hands Across Decatur. It was a great event. Stephen Cade did a great job. Sue Terrell is doing a wonderful job with Hands Across Decatur and her effort. And they really had a lot of work to do over the past couple of weeks as we had the ice and trying to provide a warm place for people to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we work closely with Miss Sue. She's a great person.
Very good. We also have with us Scott Lucas from Franklin, Tennessee. All right, Scott, tell us your title with One Gen Away, buddy.
Director of Operations.
What does that entail for you? What type of work?
Everything from incoming food, outgoing food, managing the warehouse in Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, some traveling, and a lot of coffee.
When you say traveling, how much time is spent percentage-wise traveling around to do this work?
This year it'll probably be a lot more, so I'd say this year probably 20% of my day will be traveling between the three warehouses. But obviously traveling back and forth to mobile distributions on Saturdays, whether they're in Tennessee, Alabama, or Florida, a lot of that goes on as well.
Let's speak to the founding of One Gen Away, the beginning. What year did this effort start?
Yeah, so about 12 years ago is when it started. Chris and Elaine moved to Franklin, Tennessee from St. Louis. Nothing but the call of God. No financial resources, no connections here whatsoever, just really felt led by God to move to Franklin, Tennessee, and to start a food ministry, which Chris will tell you he knew nothing about at the time except that he liked to eat food. So that was it. And so they went to a Whole Foods and got some food that was going to be thrown away that was still viable food, put it in the trunk of their car, and went down the road a little ways and pulled it to an apartment complex and just started knocking on doors. and giving food away. And that was kind of how that started. And it's really still how we operate today. The vehicle's just gotten bigger. And so instead of a banana box of food, we're doing 8-9 million pounds of food.
And you've had help, as you mentioned, from Whole Foods and other grocery stores in the area. So you go and you ask these grocery stores, are they willing to donate products that maybe they're going to get rid of?
Exactly. So we've got all in, like in Middle Tennessee, for instance, we've got about 23 stores that we rescue from, which accounts for roughly 2.2 million pounds of food a year. So when you think about hunger in the U.S., we say it all the time, it's not a food issue, it's just a logistics issue. There's plenty of food that's being thrown away, still viable food that is being thrown away for whatever reason. Maybe it's close dated, or a label's not right on it, or they just have to make room on the shelves.
So, Scott, when you're approaching these stores, what is your approach or your tactic, if you will, to get these stores to commit to One Gen Away and be a part of this effort?
Yeah, I think it's really, it's pretty basic. I mean, just let them know that there's a need. When they find out what we're able to do with that food and the impact that it's able to make, a lot of times it's kind of a no-brainer for them. We try to make it as simple as possible as well. That's another selling point, if you will, for One Gen Away. It is typically, in most cases, easier to give the food to us than to actually throw it away. You don't have to have employees that have to go out back, go to the dumpster, toss it. They can put it in one spot. We're going to be there at the time that we say we're going to be there, within a 15-minute window. We have a great track record with back doors. We understand how that process works at a back door. We're in and out in no time, and get on down the road. And they know that that food is going to a great cause. We can tell them exactly where that poundage went. And most of the time, the food that we rescue during the day is on somebody's table that same night.
That is outstanding. And the responsibility of those like Lindsay to coordinate here in the state of Alabama, and then others who are coordinating this, such an important role to make sure that those stores are happy, that they are content with the work that's being done. And as you mentioned, alluded to, the poundage of food is amazing as you think about the millions of pounds of food that One Gen Away has done since Chris didn't know what he was doing to start with. And then this learning curve that happened to get to the point now where it's so efficient.
Yeah, we've talked about that, a lot, where I just look at Chris a lot and say, man, aren't you glad you said yes? Because who would have thought, there's no way he knew back then, 12 years ago, just trying to make a difference, just being a light in the community, providing something as simple as food. We think of it, we kind of take it for granted. I do, right? I say, I've got nothing to eat in the house. Well, that just means I don't have anything in my house to eat that I want to eat. But there's a lot of people that open their cabinet and there literally is nothing to eat. And so thinking about where he started, the first year, I think they provided 150,000 meals their first year in existence. You fast forward till today, we're doing that in about 3.5 days. And let me just brag on Alabama for a minute, because Alabama last year provided 1.7 million meals to this community.
Incredible. Wow, that's hard to process.
It
when
really
you think about
is.
How many meals, I mean, that's a lot, but I mean, you wouldn't, 1.7
million. 1.7
million,
almost 1.8.
That is hard to fathom.
It really
is. But you've witnessed this. You've witnessed these meals being passed out and that great number. Of the 1.7 million, how often have you been there to witness this?
Yeah, I try to be in. We do, this year, I believe, as an organization, we will do roughly 80 mobile food pantries on Saturdays. That's kind of visually what everybody knows us for, because that's something easy that you can see. It's what's on the news. It's what we're kind of talking a little bit about today, right? And so that's what the community kind of knows us as. Those events, we'll do like 80, like I said, 80 this year between the three. So when we don't have one in Tennessee, I try to be in Alabama, or we'll try to be in Florida. Obviously, I'm only one person. They haven't figured out how to clone me yet. Chris is probably working on it, but I try to be as many as I can. So I was at, I think, the last three that they did here last year. But when you see, we get there around 6:45, let's say, and there's already 10 to 15 cars in line, and some of them say, hey, I got here at 4 o'clock this morning for a grocery cart full of food. And you hear those stories of, hey, I'm choosing between food or medicine, and we're able to make that to where they don't have to choose anymore. Let us walk beside you in this season of life, because that's what it is. It's just a season. And I love it. I love it. Like Lindsay said, it's kind of how I start my week. And it resets me and reminds me, man, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Folks, right now we're talking to Scott Lucas from Franklin, Tennessee, operations manager for One Gen Away, as well as Lindsay Lee, director of operations for One Gen Away, and then Lindsay Lee, operations manager for the state of Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation and talk about the great work of One Gen Away. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at hydrationl.com. That's hydration, the letter L.com. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. As we talk to a couple of great people with One Gen Away, we're talking about events that are across Alabama, Tennessee, Florida. We have a special event coming up in Madison, Alabama that we'll talk about in just a few minutes. We're excited about this, but we also have events that are happening across the area. And I know that I have listeners outside of Alabama also that are interested, I'm sure, in this work, One Gen Away. And I want you to think about this. You may not be from Alabama, Tennessee, or Florida. You may be listening in Newnan, Georgia on 99.1. But I want you to think about how you can support this effort. This is helping your neighbor. Your neighbor is anybody that needs your support and your help. And this is a great way to help your neighbor through One Gen Away. I'd like to welcome back Scott Lucas from Franklin, Tennessee. He's Director of Operations with One Gen Away. Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I'm glad to have you. As we talk about the great work that you all are doing, you talked about the foundation, the organization, how it got started, and the logistics. You said you used that word earlier, that the logistics were very important. With, it's not a food problem, it's a logistics issue. How did you resolve with your team the logistics issue so that someone listening right now, maybe outside of this area, they think, well, okay, I've got food, but I need a way to get it to the people. How did y'all work that out?
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's just a God thing. None of us are smart enough to pull this off, right? I mean, we went from, in 2022, between 2022 and 2023, we grew by roughly 200%. I mean, that's enough that most companies would have imploded. We didn't add any new staff. I mean, it was really a God thing. But we've got a national contract with transportation, so we can rescue food from anywhere. So national vendors that have overflow of food, they just produce too much, or it's taking up space, or whatever the reason may be, didn't sell as much, whatever it is, we can get that food within a 24-hour period pretty much anywhere in the country and get it to somebody in need. And it doesn't just go to One Gen Away warehouses. We can partner and drop this directly at other partner agencies that we deal with. Last year, we partnered with roughly 240, 250 different partner agencies. So these are agencies that are doing food pantries all over, and we're able to provide them some of the resources that we have that come in and give those to those folks with no questions asked, no funding exchange, no money. We just provide that freely to those folks.
We were able to start Connie's Cabinet back over a year ago now. There's a food pantry here in Athens at the public library. It's a pretty large pantry, and people keep it filled. People don't have to answer any questions. There's no who are you and why are you here? If someone wants to put food in, they can put food in. If someone wants to take food out, they can take food out. We have another pantry in Rogersville, Alabama at Heritage Park, thanks to the city council approving that. It sits there with food for people to come and take, and it stays empty, and people are filling it constantly because there are people there who need that. When it comes to this anonymity or ability to be able just to get the food and go back home, is that something that One Gen Away allows for, where a person doesn't have to go through a lot to get the food?
Oh, 100%. They go through nothing except they just got to be in the car rider line to get the food or make a phone call. We're going to make sure if we have food resources, they're yours to the best of our ability. That is for lack of a better term, a huge selling point for me for One Gen. It's my favorite thing. Is that there are no questions. You don't have to qualify. 10 years ago, 11 years ago, I was in a car rider line for a different organization, and I needed food. And as a man, as a husband, as a father, you know, I felt ridiculously tiny that I couldn't provide something as simple as food for my family. And I was in this line. My window would roll down because it was hot. And there was someone from the organization walking car by car, and they started asking, how much do you make? How many people are in your household? And right, wrong, or indifferent, that just hit me the wrong way. And pride got in the way, and I pulled out of the line, and I went home without food that day. And I love the fact that that's not the way it is at One Gen. You show up, you're going to get food. Somebody's going to hug your neck, tell you that they love you, ask you, hey, is there anything else we can pray with you about today? We say all the time, it's bigger than food, what we do in a parking lot somewhere. We're not just providing a grocery cart full of food. What we're really providing is hope.
And when we talk about those hugs around the neck, that means that there are volunteers out there who are working with you, right? That it Absolutely. Takes people in the community to be able to make this a success.
Absolutely. I mean, we are a full-fledged volunteer-based organization. We have roughly 11 employees. And on any given Saturday morning, there could be 100, 200, 300 volunteers out there unpacking a 25,000-pound truck, sorting it, bagging it, throw it in the grocery carts, and then providing that food to the 300 cars that are in line. And they do that all in about 2 hours, and you'd never know we were in a parking lot somewhere.
I want to, again, allude to the fact that anyone is welcome. This is one of those efforts where there are no questions asked.
No questions. You don't have to bring a license. You don't have to bring pay stubs. You know, I mean, nothing. You just get in the car rider line, and we're going to provide a grocery cart full of food. And even better than that, you can go through the line again. So if you go through the line and you get one grocery cart full of food and you're like, man, I could really use some more, go right back around line and get in line again. I'll tell you that once the line starts moving, it goes pretty quick. We can do roughly 10 to 20 cars in about 5 minutes. So that line, once it starts moving, moves really quick.
You need volunteers.
We need volunteers. We could always use volunteers. And we make it easy for those guys too. Literally go to our website, onegentleway.com, click on our mobile pantries, find out where we're going to be. If you want to go to any of the ones in Alabama, Florida, if you want to take your family down there on vacation and hit up a food distribution on a Saturday while you're there. But you don't have to sign up for any of that. You literally just show up and serve. So if you can give an hour, you give an hour. If you can give the whole time, you give the whole time. It's family friendly. So whether you've got young kids, 2, 3, 4 years old, or you got grandparents and parents that want to come out with you, there's something for everybody to do. It's a safe environment. It's a controlled environment. Just a great opportunity for you to see exactly where the need is and see that there is a drastic need in your community.
When someone donates, how does every dollar become 5 meals?
Yeah, so basically the way that works is we can leverage these national distributors that provide us food. So the other day, for instance, we've got an entire semi-load of Gatorade. That's 26 pallets of Gatorade. Each pallet of Gatorade is roughly $8,000 to $9,000. And we got all of that for about $1,000. So that's how we're able to really stretch that dollar. All the food that we rescue at the Kroger's and the Publix and the Aldi's and the Starbucks and the Chick-fil-A's and all the places that you go and eat or shop at, we don't have to pay for that. That comes in free. So when you give a monetary donation to One Gen Away, we're able to put that with the donations that came from other agencies, and that's how we're able to stretch that dollar.
Let's talk about the Madison effort. Let's talk about what's coming up for those in North Alabama, as you are going to be at Discovery Middle School on January the 27th from 7:30 to 10:30. What can people expect?
Saturday, so what we do, me and Blake here in Alabama, we'll get there about 6:30 in the morning. We will have the truck that's already there, the 18-wheeler with the food. We will unload that food, and we'll have it unloaded for the volunteers who show up at 7:30. And when they start getting into Discovery and start unloading, we'll unload the truck. The volunteers will show up at 7:30, and they'll start bagging the food. And by 9 o'clock, we'll be ready to start, sometimes earlier. With River Valley Church, they're notorious with starting early anyways. So they have about 200-ish volunteers that come out to each distribution. We also have a couple of other churches that are coming out. Asbury and Building Church are also coming. And also the Madison Rotary is coming out to help with this one. So this one will be a pretty big distribution. But at 9 o'clock, we'll have the cars start rolling in. And it's just like an assembly line. The cars will come up, and my volunteers will get the food in the grocery carts, and they'll load the cars, and the cars will go home. And if they need more food, they're more than welcome to go back in line and get more food. No questions, no nothing.
I guess to put it in perspective, if you're there from 7:30 until 10:30, as far as the window when you're serving, 8:30, 9:30, you've got 3 hours. Is the line consistent throughout the 3 hours?
No, so we have them wait until we actually start the distribution about 8:45, 9 o'clock. Typically, when we get there at 6:30, like Scott said, we have probably about 15, 20 cars waiting there. I've heard people tell me that they've been there since 3 o'clock that morning waiting on food.
Wow.
So it's really incredible.
What's exciting for you for Saturday, for this coming up?
Getting to just love on people and help pray for them if they want to be prayed over. And it's special for me this Saturday because it's my church that's doing it. So I get to be with my church family, and we get to all love on these people who need food or anything. And that's what I love the most about it.
Lindsay, let's close out with a message from you to those who might be in need right now to help them feel comfortable about using One Gen Away, to know that there's anonymity there, that they don't have to provide ID, that they don't have to tell you how much they're making, they don't have to tell you how many people are in their house, that they can simply come through and get the food. But make people feel comfortable about using One Gin Away.
One Gin, we just love to love on people. We like I said, we don't ask questions, no IDs. We don't even ask why you need the food. And we don't judge or anything. We just want to provide the food for people who are in need, especially after this week. You know, being on social media and reading everybody that's just in need of food, we want to be there to help you. And we want to, like I said, pray over you if we can, or if you want. But that's just what we do as a company. We just want to pray over you. We want to give you the food completely for free. And we just want to help you out.
Want people to go to onegenaway.com. That is the website, onegenaway.com. You can find out how to donate. You can find out how to be a volunteer. You can support this effort. You can also find dates at different locations, such as in Florida or in Tennessee or Alabama, when these events are happening. And if you are in need, I don't want you to hesitate. I want you to be able to participate and to utilize this service. This is a great service, as you've heard about from Scott Lucas and you've heard about from Lindsay Lee. And we appreciate you joining us today here on the Mark White Show, Lindsay.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me and us.
And Scott Lucas, thank you for your work with One Gin Away as well.
Absolutely. It was good to be here. I appreciate it.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, so much so that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama. When they go passing by, who live and love in my
hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.